Welcome back to 49ers.com. Taylor Price here with a special podcast. We're joined by French Montana, a top-selling hip-hop artist who's a big fan of the San Francisco 49ers. French, you were just telling me that you knew about the 49ers game. They came out the gate 34-28 with a win. What do you think about Kaepernick and the 49ers this year? Do you think they have a chance to win in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I have $100,000 bet that they're going to take it all the way. I already made my bet.
So, you helped the guys out this year with a kickoff song. You took your Ain't Worried About Nothing song and remixed it for the fellas. Tell me about the process of making the song and why was it important for you to support the 49ers this year?
I mean, first of all, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Kyle. I'm a fan of everybody, man. I feel like that was a song that I felt like coming off as a rapper that I wasn't worried about nothing. I felt like they was coming off the same energy. They're not worried about nothing. They're going to go all the way with it.
That's definitely a good point. I mean, the 49ers lost the Super Bowl, and they could be down on themselves. They could be, you know, second-guessing what happened last year, but they're not worried about it. They're not sweating it. They've come back even hungrier and more determined. And I wish you could almost be at Candlestick to hear the crowd, the way they're bouncing to the song when it goes on kickoff. One guy I want to tell you about was James Harden, the NBA player. He was at our game this last week, and when that song came on, he was getting pretty crunk to it. He was bouncing around, loving it. So, I mean, tell me about the feedback you're getting to that song. It's obviously a popular one and something you're probably pretty proud of.
I mean, definitely. I Ain't Worried About Nothing is the biggest song of the summer. You know, not the summer going on. It's about to be the biggest song of the year. We got the remix coming out. And, man, it's an anthem, man. It's an anthem for anybody that you know, that had their back against the wall. People talk about you. You just have a lot of ambition. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a song for people that got a lot to prove. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, we got to get you out here to perform at Candlestick. We've had 2 Chainz, we've had Future. We got, you know, every year the kickoff song is performed at the end of the season. So, I mean, I guess, you know, thinking down the road, what would that mean to you if you got the opportunity to come out to Candlestick and rock with the Bay Area?
Man, that's a dream come true, man. And definitely with E40 being there, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like big for me, you know what I'm saying? And I think that it's going to be the best thing since the Super Bowl is in New York. And I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying? And the Bay coming over here. So, you know, it's going to be like a marriage, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, marriage come true.
That's definitely a good point. I wasn't really thinking about that. But I'll tell you something. 2 years ago, Anthony Davis, our right tackle, was telling me about you, your mixtapes and some of the songs you're putting out there. And now that you've gone mainstream, you've blown up. I mean, you feel the love on the West Coast now? You feel like your music's really spreading out over the country?
No, definitely, man. I love it. I love it, man. I just love the love I'm getting, man, especially being from New York and you know, for the 49ers to ask me to, you know, remix my song, you know, as they anthem, you know, the dream come true.
I'm gonna get back to the guys in the locker room and let them know that you're supporting them and you're looking out for them this year, man. We appreciate everything you're doing out there. And, man, if you could see the feeling in Candlestick, man, the pregame kickoff song got everybody bouncing, so they're definitely loving it this year.
Man, thank you, man. Don't tell them I like one person better than others, man. Tell them I love them as a team. They work good.
Definitely, man. Appreciate your time. And everybody go support French Montana. Pick up his albums, everything he's doing on Twitter and social media. Always keeping fans updated with what's going on in his career. Appreciate your time, man.